Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and we have Dr. Peter Glidden with us. And you may have noticed he's not really big on MDs. naturopathic, homeopathic medicine is, again, folks, I want to go back and just say something here, Peter, because you said there's two states that have outlawed that. Well, that's what they have done because the Bible, God's word, promotes the apothecary. God's word promotes naturopathic and homeopathic natural medicine that God gave us, okay? So by outlawing that, they have infringed on the religious freedoms of people, haven't they not?
They have, in point of fact, 100% correct.
And so that, you would think that would be some, there would be some major lawsuits there on that. But
you think there would be some major lawsuits, but you need deep pockets for a lawsuit like that, and most people in my neck of the woods don't have that largesse, and that's the reason that it doesn't happen, because nobody can afford it.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, because you've heard, about the what took place over in England. Their boss kind of quit today.
Yeah.
Oh, did Johnson quit today? I didn't know.
Okay, and the reason was he had like 38 of his parliament quit. They resigned because of him. And what it was that he did that got people angry is when they had the shutdowns, the wearing the masks, and all of that, he was having parties with nobody wearing masks, and they were doing all that openly at their place. And it really, kind of like what Governor Newsom was doing out there in California.
Yep. Same. Yes.
And the same thing with Obama when he had that big party, and only the workers had to wear masks and do all that, but not them. But anyhow, and I think what you'll find out is a lot of these same people that push these doctors that push these drugs on people are not taking them themselves. A lot of them, for their children, they're using natural medicine.
Yeah, that's 100% correct, and more is the pity. The simple fact of the matter is, Pastor, that my medicine and the medicine of my colleagues, this is not the be-all, end-all, cure-all for all human ills, but it is a very sophisticated, smart, effective way forward. And most people who apply it feel better. I mean, it's the rare person that follows the advice of a naturopath and nothing happens. And every once in a while, that happens. But most people who do this will feel better in some way, shape, or form. And that's the only reason that my profession continues to exist inside of a hostile political climate like this, is because when you apply God's law, when you apply natural law smartly, you get results. And so, this automobile sells itself once people get in and take it for a test drive. That's the hardest part, is to get people into the door and take the test drive. And that's why I appreciate your support and your platform. Now, let me tell you about the books. I ordered 200 books for you, 100 books of Everybody is Sick and I Know Why, and 100 Attempt to Cure with Holistic Medicine. And then I went to Europe for a three-week vacation. And when I was away, the Amazon tried to process the order, but the credit card that they had on file had expired. And I didn't know that had happened, because I was overseas and I wasn't getting my emails. Quite frankly, I was doing everything I could to not look at my emails. So I get back into the country a week ago and I'm looking through my emails, and son of a gun, the Amazon order did not go through because it was associated with a defunct credit card. So that's been remedied. The stuff has been reordered, and you should expect it by the 17th of July, I believe.
All right, very good. Because all these people have been calling, and they've been wanting their books.
Yes,
and,
yes.
They've been demanding the books. And,
yes.
And they've been yelling at Little Lisa. And Little Lisa's threatened to hit some right in the mouth. She said, right. Well, Little Lisa. Anyhow, I tell you what, why don't you do this? Give us the phone numbers where people can order And by the way, thank you for the products you sent. Again, thank you very much. Give us the number where people can order your products or and contact you for with their questions.
Okay, very good. So the number to call to order the nutritional supplements that we recommend to as kind of like the foundation for health is 888-618-1796. That's 888-618-1796. And if you are internet savvy, the website that you want to go to is Eiffel Health. It's Eiffel, like the tower in France, E-I-F-F-E-L, health, H-E-A-L-T-H.com, EiffelHealth.com, 888-618-1796. That's the place to go to get information about and order the nutritional supplements, which we are advocates of, because your body is attempting to fix itself. Your body wants to fix itself. Your body is trying to fix itself, but your body needs help. And there are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs that are not present in the food that you eat. And it's only a matter of time in this scenario until your body runs out of one or two or three or more of the essential nutrients. And when your body runs out of an essential nutrient, something will start to break. The most famous example of this is scurvy. You run out of vitamin C, you get scurvy and you die horribly. You run out of vitamin D like David, you get rickets and so forth and so on. Well, as it turns out, all chronic disease, and by all chronic disease, I mean all chronic disease, is intimately related with nutrient deficiency. So one of the foundations for health recovery is it's not rocket science. You just got to give your body the raw materials that it needs to fix itself. And because you can't do that with food, you have to rely on nutritional supplements, and not all nutritional supplements are created equal. Nutritional supplements are like chicken soup. They're all different depending on the recipe and the variables and the ingredients that they use. Well, after 33 years of doing this clinically with real patients suffering from real disease, the nutritional supplements that I recommend, which, by the way, I don't make any money from the sale of, by the way, I don't have any skin in this game, but I'm going to tell you what nutritional supplements I recommend because that's, you know, I took an oath to help people recover their health and to tell the truth. They're available at Eiffel Health. It's the best, most effective nutritional supplements I've ever seen. And as a licensed naturopathic physician with over 33 years of clinical experience, I've seen just about everything. And this stuff is the best of the best. EiffelHealth.com. 888-618-1796.
Well, Wendy Wilson with the Apothecary Herb, she uses Simply Medicine. It's simply natural herbal medicine. She doesn't get into all the nutritional stuff. It's well, she does get into some, but mostly it's all natural medicine. And she, we had a call last night who had been taking the Johnson & Johnson. Now, obviously, a lot of the people that have been taking the Johnson & Johnson kill shot have gotten the blood clots. I mean, a lot of that. And so, in fact, we had some of our prison inmates who I've been their pastor for years. They offered them a little more extra food and $10. And these guys, after listening to me on the radio, they took it. They talked them into it, and boom, they're gone within days. Anyhow, blood clots. And so here, this fellow called in last night, and he was asking Wendy how he took the Johnson & Johnson, and how, and that is not, I think, the mRNA one. But anyhow,
it's not. That's correct.
So he asked how you could undo that shot before he got to it. In our newsletter, you're going to see these things that have been growing inside of people. And it's going to be in our next newsletter. It's a horrible, horrible thing that is happening. But anyhow, he wanted to know how you can undo that. Well, you know, I told him, or Wendy, before she wants to ask you a million questions, she has to find out everything. So she's not going to just tell you over the air, here's what you would do, in my opinion. She wants to talk to you privately off the air. And so what would you recommend to be able to undo that, those different kill shots?
Well, so we don't have enough data yet as to how these kill shots are acting physiologically in the human body. We don't know the mechanism. We suspect that it might be this or it might be that. There's some very exotic stuff that's in theoretically that's in these kill shots that we don't really know where it came from, and we don't really know what the metabolic ramifications of it are going to be. So given this limited set of data, there is, however, what do? Well, we fall back on common sense. And what's the common sense here? Well, the common sense is if you go out into cold weather in the winter, you're not going to do that in your bathing suit. You're going to bundle up. You're going to put a hat and coat and gloves and scarf, and you're going to bundle up to protect yourself against the elements. Well, when you are experiencing the stress of the kill shot, it would be prudent for you to bundle up your body. Give your body all of the raw materials that it needs in order to strengthen itself. So the foundation pack is an essential thing here in order to support and strengthen your body from the inside out. Now, if somebody has a history of stroke, thrombotic strokes, where their body builds blood clots, and then the blood clots break off, and they travel through the bloodstream, get up into the brain, they cause a dam in the brain, and then the tissue behind the dam dies because there's no more oxygen. In a scenario like that, the therapeutic is omega-3 essential fats. That's the first thing to consider with thrombotic strokes, is it is a deficiency in omega-3 essential fatty acids. So, because we're not clear exactly on what the mechanism is behind the poisonous pokes that's causing the clot, I'm going to say, well, give your body more omega-3 essential fat, because that's what we do when people who haven't had the poisonous poke get stroke.
Here's what I've heard, Peter. I've heard this. Well, I read some articles written up by some of the frontline doctors out there and some of these others saying that what has happened, and they've gone and they come up with these bioweapons that are not vaccines. I don't want to call them vaccines because they're not really vaccines. So anyhow, so they go and they get them approved by the FDA, and then they change them. In other words, you get one thing approved, and then they're changing that in the course, and they're giving people a number of different changes in these things. And from what I heard, that there was like at least six different variations that were being used, not the ones that were approved, you know. And so, I mean, people that know that they're killing people purposely, they're not really interested in abiding by any agreement, are they, or any law, right?
No, 100% not. But look, if you were going to fight Mike Tyson and you had the option of working out for 6 months with a personal trainer to strengthen your body or just go and fight Mike Tyson, you're probably going to have a better outcome if you work out and strengthen your body. And it's the same here. And I cannot underestimate or underemphasize the importance of giving your body the 90 essential nutrients. It's mandatory. And the more that you do that, the stronger that your body becomes, because your body all of a sudden has the raw materials that it needs to fix itself. I mean, that's just the no-brainer. It's not rocket science. So that's what we would recommend.
Well, I wouldn't have to do that because, Randy's my deacon, and deacons assist the pastors, so I would train him to fight Mike Tyson.
Well, that's a better strategy, I think. And I'd pay money to see that fight.
Randy'd pay money not to see it. You know?
Already. Hey, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. All righty. There you go. Now, let me ask you this too. I read some articles. We had some people on this radio program, a trauma doctor some years ago, and in the conversation they said that, and there was a big report written upon this, that people that were taking the flu shot. Now, I understand there's a big variations of flu shots, and I had some years ago the former director of the FDA on the radio program, and he said that these flu shots were at mostly like 5% effective. That was some years ago. That was years ago. And here, I was told that they did a research and they found out the people that had taken the flu shot 5 years in a row had 1,000% more of a chance to get Alzheimer's, 1,000% higher chance of getting. And I was just wondering about that because, like this guy told me, one of my own doctors, if I was to say, you're not going to put, I asked him, aren't you going to push the flu shot? He said, why? Which one? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, which flu shot? Which flu are you planning on getting? And this guy was a regular, you know, he had some smarts. And I said, well, and then he let me know that there was, he didn't even touch that stuff because there were so many variations. But now, yeah, like latest, I said,
The latest data with the flu shots is that for the population that's most at risk, which is elderly people, it's 17% effective. And I don't really know how you can they got that number because you can't prove a negative. But nevertheless, according to the research, the influenza shot for the people at highest risk is 17% effective. The country of Cuba did a study with homeopathic medicine for the prevention of influenza. Homeopathic medicine, which is pennies on the dollar, has zero side effects, and it's unbelievably easy to make and to distribute to the population. It's unbelievably easy. 75% effective. So which is a better number, 17% effective with side effects or 75% effective with no side effects? Well, 75%. So if we, in fact, did have a free medical market that wasn't governed by the pharmaceutical interests and the pharmaceutical company's agenda, everybody in the world would be on homeopathic medicine for the prevention of influenza because it's much more effective. But, of course, homeopathic medicine is quack medicine, it's pseudoscience, it's unproven, and it's dangerous, all of which are lies, but that's what the mainstream says about homeopathy. That's what they say about naturopathic medicine, and these people should be pilloried in the town.
Well, you know, Mom Sanders had her homeopathic medicine, and it was called chicken soup, and it worked. when we had the flu, chicken soup worked, right? I mean, And the chickens haven't changed, I hope, a lot out there. And now my wife, Mrs. Sanders, she uses the same remedy, okay? And chicken soup. When I get sick or she gets sick, she makes a big pot of that chicken soup, and it really works. And
yeah, that's because chicken soup, chicken cooked in a soup like that, especially with onions and garlic, is unbelievably easy to digest. I mean, you look at the chicken soup sternly and your body will digest it. It's really, really easy to digest and assimilate, and it's all protein. And guess what your immune system is made from? Protein. So when your immune system is stressed, you got to feed it protein because that's what it's made from. And that's why chicken soup works, because it's a really easy to assimilate protein donor. And also the onion and the garlic upregulates your immune system as well.
I remember years ago talking to my doctor when I had contacted the flu. And I said, are you going to give me antibiotics or whatever? And he says, well, here's what I can do. He said, I could give you antibiotics. And it wasn't the flu. I'm sorry, it wasn't. It was, I think it was, was it pneumonia? It might have been pneumonia. No, or bronchitis. Now I'm having a little mind fog. But anyhow, what he said was this, that I can give you these antibiotics, send you home, drink some fluids, get a lot of rest, get a lot of sleep, and in 7 days you'll be over it. Or I can give you no antibiotics, send you home, drink a lot of fluids, get a lot of rest, and in 7 days you'll be over it.
And I said, yeah, he's a smart guy.
Yeah, I said, well, yeah. I said, I got to think on this one to, you know.
We need more doctors like that, Pastor. We need more doctors like that.
I think more and more are agreeing with you. They want to get free of Big Pharma. They want to get free of these, you know, working. They want to get back to the practices. And this is why right now I'm seeing them advertising where they're making house calls. Doctors want their freedom. again. And when that happens, then you're going to have more and more homeopathic for sure.
I hope so.
You want to take some calls? Let's go out to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. You know, it's interesting. There's some podcasts reporting that people that don't just drink water for 72 hours are getting recovery from the poisonous poke if they do that early. But I have a couple of questions for the doctor. You know, I had that same question I had last night about people that get dehydrated. I had heard something about people that are on long plane rides that the air that circulates in from outside is 4 times more arid than the Sahara Desert, and people should be drinking 8 ounces of fluid per hour on the plane. But sometimes they don't want to go to the bathroom on a plane. Of course, if people run marathons and it's extremely hot in the summer or do, you know, even 5Ks, what would you recommend for the athlete and non-athlete in terms of hydration? And my second question is more, now that the other game going on is to starve the global population as part of the depopulation program, yeah. You know, do you have any ideas in terms of growing things in the garden? I know I was looking, interestingly, at Psalm 107, verse, I believe it was 35. It said, in the wilderness, the Lord will bring about standing water. And I wonder what you guys think of what is that word standing doing before water in that verse. That's a little odd to me, you know.
Well, there's a new research out of the University of Washington in Seattle where they've discovered a fourth phase of water. Fascinating. I just went to this lecture about 6 weeks ago. It was one of the most fascinating scientific lectures I've ever been to in my life. And we normally know of water as having three phases, solid, liquid, and gas. They've discovered a phase of water between solid and liquid. It's called the fourth phase of water, and the fourth phase of water has some very interesting physical properties. In fourth phase water, the electrical charges are separated. They spontaneously separate. And when the electrical charges in water spontaneously separate, the water starts to flow all by itself. All by itself. Now, researchers in Russia estimated that in order for the heart all by itself to pump all of the blood in your body to every tissue in the body and then back to the heart all by itself, just through the hydrostatic action of the pump itself, it would have to pump a million times harder than it pumps now. So there must be another mechanism in the body that helps the body to circulate fluid. And we believe it's the fourth phase of water, and that might be what they're referring to as standing water. Really interesting. It's the most fascinating research I've ever seen. And also, this is purportedly the reason that trees, that the water can go from the roots all the way to the top of the tree, especially the sequoia trees. You can't just do that through passive osmosis. Gravity affects it after, I think, 3 or 4 feet. So there has to be another mechanism, and we believe it's the fourth phase of water, because in fourth phase water, water circulates all by itself. It's fascinating. Now, I'm of the opinion, Cliff, that most people, whether they're on airplanes or not, are dehydrated. I am of the opinion that most people are dehydrated. And so one of the things that I like people to experiment with is, look, as a little in-house experiment, for 14 days in a row, drink six 8-ounce glasses of water a day. That's not hard to do once you get into the swing of it. 6 8-ounce glasses of water a day. And if that seems too hard to begin with, start with 2 and then go to 4 and then go to 6. And do that for 21 days in a row. And see if you notice a difference. And most people who do that do, in fact, notice a difference. There are so many negative symptoms that will manifest in a body that's dehydrated. I mean, the list is hundreds of symptoms that dehydration will generate in the human body. And I am of the belief that most people are, in fact, dehydrated. Now, with athletes, when athletes work out, especially in the summer months, they sweat. And they don't just sweat out water. They sweat out minerals. And minerals are 66% of the body's nutrient needs. That's a big deal. So athletes, in addition to hydrating with water, need to hydrate with liquid minerals. And when athletes do, in fact, hydrate with liquid minerals, their recovery time reduces and their performance increases. There have been all kinds of studies that show that athletes who use liquid plant-derived minerals have much better performance than their contemporaries who do not do that. I think there was another question. I forget what it is, but drink more water, take your minerals is my... Now, as far as the food goes, what I have to say about that is going to make your head spin. And I think this is going to backfire on the people who are trying to starve us. And this research has been done on many different types of animals, including chimpanzees. When an animal eats a limited calorie diet, they live longer with less chronic disease. The fewer calories that you eat, the better your health is. But this, of course, you know, from my point of view, you need the foundation 90 essential nutrients, but those are separate and distinct from calories. As long as your body has enough vitamins and enough minerals and enough essential fats in it, enough amino acids in it, your calorie intake, it becomes secondary. And people, the longest lived people, were living on like 1,200 calories a day, which is really hardly anything at all. So I think if the starvation thing is really a thing, I think that what you're going to find is people are going to get healthier and people are going to live longer once they get used to the limited calorie experience. But everybody needs...
And last thing is just on the teeth. You said to put the calcium. Was there anything else besides calcium that you would just let stay in the mouth for about a minute?
Yeah, the Beyond OsteoFX liquid calcium and the plant-derived minerals. I would mix a tablespoon of each together. I'd put it in your mouth, swish it around, hold it in your mouth for a minute or two, then swallow it, and then rinse with water, and then swallow that. That's a really interesting experiment for people to do. Some people look at the foundation pack, and I don't know, what is it, $190 or something? Oh, I can't afford that. Well, I understand that. That's okay. If you can't afford the whole foundation pack, then get a bottle of the liquid calcium and a bottle of the mineral. Because I can guarantee that when you take the liquid calcium into your body and the minerals into your body, you will notice a difference. That stuff is a game changer and really, really important.
All right, thanks. I've got to move on.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Ray. Ray in Philly, you're in the air, Ray.
Oh, good evening, Pastor. Good evening, Doctor. When you're speaking about plant-derived minerals, what type of plant-derived minerals are you speaking of? Is that a liquid form or?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So, again, right, I've been doing this for decades.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of companies that make a lot of different nutritional supplements, including minerals, and the one that I like is manufactured by a company called Youngevity.
Okay.
And their preferred distributor is the Eiffel Health organization that I support. And they get their minerals from a humic shale deposit in Utah. And the humic shale came from dinosaur-era plants that were, you know, around millions of years ago when the environment, there was no pollution in the environment and there was lots more oxygen in the environment and the plants were huge and the animals were huge. There were abundant minerals in the soil. And so when a plant sucks up a mineral and metabolizes it and then you eat the plant, that's God's preferred way of getting minerals into the human body is they come through the soil, they go up into the plant, and then you consume the plant. I mean, if you were to go to the White Cliffs of Dover, which is all calcium carbonate, and dig up the calcium, take it home, purify it, put it in a capsule, and swallow it, you'd be lucky if you could absorb maybe 5% of it. But if you put that calcium carbonate in the soil and put spinach or something on it, and then you eat the spinach, you're going to absorb almost 100% of the calcium that the spinach sucked up. Because when the plants metabolize the mineral, it changes its metabolic form and makes it much easier for the human body to digest. And this is God's plan. This is the way it should be. So the minerals that I advocate for come from Jurassic era plants from a mine in southern Utah, which is really freaking fascinating when you think about it.
And that particular product is available on the website?
Yeah, at EiffelHealth.com. It's called Plant-Derived Minerals. Yes, sir.
Okay,
$20 a bottle, I think.
Okay, the reason I ask is because when I work out, I sweat profusely.
Yeah,
so
and that's
something.
Right, and so you need to put the minerals back into your body, and when you do,
mm-hmm.
honest to God, switches will start turning on that have been turned off for a long time, and you're gonna love the way that you feel.
All right, so, thanks, Ray. Got to move
all right,
on.
Thank you.
God
okay.
bless.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. A lot more to come.
Our colonial fathers showed us the way. Let the battle for freedom that guides us today. Our spirit lives on in true America. Answer the call, protect and defend. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Every time I hear children say the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm reminded there's no price too high for freedom. To keep America first, last and forever. Stand our ground, fighting together. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'm a patriot, color me red, white, and blue. Fellow patriots, America's counting on you. And I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty. Right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die. Live on my knees.
Me too. Be right
you've
back.
Got the,
right.
You've got the greatest music, man. Where do you get your music?
Oh, I've been collecting it for 50 years. And all of those folks, most of those folks are all good friends of mine. And that fellow, last I heard, was a state senator out towards the Arizona area. But I got to tell you this, next, 1 week from today, Randy, where do you think we're going to be?
We're going to be, wait a minute, is it Pastor Moss's church, is it?
No, we're going to be at Mulligan's Restaurant in Canton, and Lord's willing, and it's at 4118, that's 4118 Belden Village Street in Northwest, in Canton, Ohio. And, you know, it starts if you want to get something to eat.
Of course I do.
And, well, we need to be there by 6:30, okay?
Okay, well, we'll be there.
And then it starts, the actual program starts at 7. And we the people have invited me to come out, Pastor Moss, and we the people. And the title is, Where Do We Go From Here? That's what I'm going to be speaking on, Where Do We Go From Here?
Okay.
So there you go, right?
That's right, and that's definitely. And I thought Pastor Moss is going to be there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Okay.
All right. Should we let little Lisa come?
Absolutely.
All right.
And if she, and because if we don't, we're dead men walking.
Yeah. All right.
You know that too.
Okay.
Long live Ireland. Long live Ireland.
That's right. Now we're going to go to a real battle zone because we got Cindy in Chicago, and Cindy in Chicago. Well, you are in a free fire zone, aren't you?
Yes. I have a question for Dr. Glidden. What is the difference of the minerals with Celtic sea salt to the shale that they sell from Youngevity? What's the difference between those types of minerals?
Well, the plant-derived minerals are more concentrated, 100% organic, and more robust because they're plant-derived. And, is, you know, the minerals that are... Yeah, the minerals that are extracted from the ocean, less concentrated. Some of them are not plant derived. Some of them came from algae. Some of them came from kelp. Some of them just washed into the ocean from the mountain itself. So it's an inferior form, 100%. I mean, if I was only allowed by law to recommend or to sell one nutritional supplement, it would be the plant-derived mineral, because that gives you 66%, two-thirds of your body's nutrient needs in one bottle. It's like $21. I mean, it's hard to beat that. And so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's the jewel in the crown. Number two would be the Beyond OsteoFX liquid calcium, because as far as I'm concerned, everybody, and by everybody, I mean everybody, is deficient in calcium. Calcium is, of all the minerals that are in the human body, calcium is the number one most important. So that's my number two. Minerals are really, really, really important for your overall health. I mean, you know, from dust we came, and what's dust? Minerals. So there you go.
And then my second question is, what is your opinion on bioidentical hormones?
I don't like them. I was one of the first doctors in the world to do bioidentical hormone therapy, and I did it probably for the first 5 years of my clinical work. And in some women who've had organs removed, you know, complete hysterectomies by knucklehead medical doctors, not chiropractors, not Ayurvedic practitioners, medical doctors did these procedures. A bioidentical hormone therapy can be very effective because your body doesn't have the ovaries anymore that it needs in order to produce hormones, and that's a problem. And if you have had a complete hysterectomy and you're having, you know, mood disorders or hot flushes that last for 5 years instead of for 5 weeks, then you're a candidate for hormone replacement therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is the way to go. But if your organs are still intact, then I don't recommend bioidentical hormone. I recommend giving your body the support that it needs to produce its own hormones efficiently. And the first thing that we do in that regard is we help the liver, because the liver is extremely involved in the management of hormones in the human body, and most people's livers are extremely overtaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So we do liver support.
Okay, just a liver support. Because I thought you said if you take a lot of a cholesterol food, you can build your hormones. And I'm wondering what that would be, because I don't want to eat like a stick of butter a day for that. I do eat butter, but, you know.
Well, any food that's high in cholesterol, I mean, avocados are high in cholesterol, you know, chicken with the skin, meat cooked rare or medium rare, butter, of course, full fat milk, full fat cheese, unless you have an intolerance to dairy.
I do.
And in my book, Attempt to Cure with Holistic Medicine, I outline a 21-day liver support program under the heading of hepatitis. So under the illness hepatitis in my book, Attempt to Cure with Holistic Medicine, I outline a 21-day liver regeneration program. The liver is the only organ that can regenerate itself. It's amazing. You can surgically remove 75% of your liver. It'll grow back. It's the only organ that does that.
I never heard that.
100%. Mm-hmm. And there are therapeutics that support and promote your body's ability to generate new liver cells. And also, here's a fun fact to know and tell.
We're going to take out Elisa's and see what happens here.
Yeah, the human body is a battery, and the positive pole is the liver, the negative pole is the brain. And when you start to have problems with mentation, like Alzheimer's disease and dementia, one of the reasons is your liver is not up to speed. So helping the liver is a really important thing to do. I mean, you change the oil in your car every 90 days, right? I think once every year or once every 2 years, everybody should do my 21-day liver cleanse. And you might be surprised at what happens after the fact.
My last question is, how do other B vitamins help your brain? Because I know you've said it in the past, if you take it, it'll help your brain.
There's a psychological condition called Sundowner's syndrome, and it's a permutation of dementia. And often Sundowner's syndrome is confused with Alzheimer's. I mean, it's because the only way, by the way, that you can definitively diagnose Alzheimer's is to cut somebody's head open and look at their brain under a microscope. Oh, yeah, that was Alzheimer's. It's the only way you can do that. You can only definitively diagnose Alzheimer's with a post-mortem autopsy. So when someone starts to, you know, get a little loony, well, maybe it's Alzheimer's. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's Sundowner's syndrome. If it's Sundowner's syndrome, it's a vitamin B1 deficiency. It's a thiamine deficiency. That's what causes it. And so when you give vitamin B1 in therapeutic doses, you keep your fingers crossed. You know, and if grandma or grandpa starts remembering things within 5 or 6 days, then you hit the jackpot because it was Sundowner syndrome and you dodged a bullet.
Okay. And my other question, where are you located at?
My office is domiciled in Minnesota. I consult with patients, with people all over the world via the internet. I gave up my brick and mortar practice about 7 years ago. Everything that I do now is virtual. I consult with people all over the world, literally. So you don't have to drive to Minnesota to have a consult with me. You just call my office and set it up.
At Eiffel Health?
Yeah, there's a number. You can reach me through going to Eiffel Health. Yes, that is correct. That's the best way to do it. Yep, 100%.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Glidden, for what you do.
And best of luck to you in Chicago. Keep your head down and buy a bulletproof vest.
I just pray a lot.
Even better.
Because we need it out here. We really do. And you know what? I honestly feel the things that are going on with these people doing what they're doing, I just wonder if they had the COVID shot and that stuff affected their brain at all.
Probably. And also, I mean, I couldn't believe that. You know, I think that Tucker Carlson is he's controlled opposition. You know, I don't think he's as good of a guy as everybody thinks that he is, but that's just my personal opinion. But even Tucker Carlson has been talking about the fact that 100% of the people who shoot people, right, the mass murderers, they're all on psych drugs. They're all on psych drugs. They're all on antidepressants. They're antipsychotics.
100% of them.
And it's the drugs that are making them do it. It's not the gun, and it's not the person. It's the medicine.
And it's how they're raised as a child. I just believe that.
Well, it's the medicine also. But I don't know if you've ever taken a psych med. You want to do a little experiment. Get your doctor to prescribe you an antidepressant. See what it does to you. Your head will explode, for goodness sakes. It's unbelievably bad stuff.
I think there's a lot more to it than that. I think there's a lot of Manchurian candidates mischief involved in a lot of this. And again, when you have situations where you have these are false flag, where the police not only will not go in while they sit outside, stand there a while, the shooter's in there killing people, and yet when people come, in this last case, they're in Texas where Valdi, a mother, she had to break away from the police to get in to get her child out.
That's right.
One man, he went there. He had to fight with the police to get when they stood out there, and listening to the gunshot, there's something very, very wrong in all of these cases. By the way,
100%.
This guy, this latest one, he was a part. He was associated and worked with Antifa and burn, loot, and murder. And so,
is it like a cult or something?
Pardon?
Is that like a cult he was in or something?
Well, Antifa is, they're a terrorist group. They're a part of the Democratic Party. They're a terrorist branch of the Democratic Party, and so is what they call Black Lives Matter, which is, we call them burn, loot, and murder. And that's who they are, okay? And so, but he was involved with that. So what did the fake news media, the very, very, very fake news media do? They came right out and said he was a Trump supporter right from the beginning. What wouldn't you expect? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Somebody's got to go to jail, Pastor. Something's got, the dam's going to break soon, I hope.
Well, you've got all of these prosecutors. Right now, we were talking about that here. You've got this situation where just, I just had an article today. I was going to get to it, but where an elderly guy was working in a store, and a thug came in and was pushing around, had a gun on him. Well, the elderly fellow managed to get a hold of a knife after this thug pushed him around and pushed him around with a gun, and he stabbed the thug and killed the thug. The prosecutor, and these are George Soros, bought and paid for, okay? He's trying to prosecute the man for defending himself and saving his own life. These are criminals. These are George Soros, bought and paid for criminals, and you have them, and the prosecutors. And you notice one of the things that they've tried to do is they've not in all cases, but they've tried to go after black people, especially black women, to recruit them, people that are soulless, people that will sell their very souls for a dollar, you know. And that's what he's done. He's gotten these people, and he's bought them, and he's put them into office with the money. He spent tons of money to get them into office. Right here in Cleveland, and I went after the prosecutor the other night, saying that they're not going to enforce the law here in Ohio now. When it comes to the heartbeat bill, we passed the heartbeat bill, and by the way, I worked on that heartbeat bill, and it took us a long time to get it. Now it's active, but here these prosecutors who say they're not going to enforce the law, that makes them automatically dereliction of duty. That means that their office has become illegitimate. You don't have to recognize any legitimacy because they've come right out and they've admitted that they're not going to enforce the laws, that they will violate the oath that they took to the Constitution. So they become null and void. They become illegitimate. You do not have to recognize that they have any legitimacy or authority. So there you go.
Pastor for governor. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor for governor.
Yeah. Boy, there'd be some changes made, I can tell you. All right, well, thank you. I've got to, now we come to the most important part of this program. Do you know what that is, Randy? Are you ready?
No, I'm ready to do it, sure.
Okay, wait a minute. You may be having Pastor Hal. He waits all week long.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's there, then yeah, it is his time. Is he there?
Well, he's on the phone with somebody. I don't think it's Hal. Is that Hal? Nope. Okay, well, Randy, take it away.
Okay, 4 minutes, great. Okay, I mean, I think it's important that, you know, we talk about buying and paying for things, and I think that the most important thing that you have to have bought and paid for is the one thing that you can't do for yourself, and that's the ransoming of your life for eternal life. Everybody has life, but not everybody has the true life, which is eternal life, and that comes from the life that's in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ he ransoms your life and my life
for his life. His life is infused into us. And all of us have sins, or let's call it the debt, the eternal debt, the debt that we owe to God that we cannot pay, and that certainly it needs to be paid, because it's the price that Christ paid with his broken life, his shed blood, was his life for our life, paying the penalty for what we could never do, which is ransom ourselves. And that life is in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was incarnated to pay the ransom or the debt for our sins, the things that we owe, and that's the penalty for eternal life can only be paid by Jesus Christ. And we do this by believing that Jesus Christ was one incarnated for our life, for the life that we couldn't pay, and that he paid the debt we couldn't pay by dying, and that God the Father recognized resurrects Jesus Christ, and the proof of that is that he brought him back to life. And it was with his raising Christ from the dead that that's the proof that God approves for him. And what God asks for us is to believe that, to believe that Jesus did that, that he was created to pay for our sins, that he does that, and that that free gift is offered to anyone who will believe that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh incarnated, who became flesh for ourselves and paid the penalty, which is death for ourselves. But then God raised him and anyone who would believe that into eternal life, into a condition of eternal life as a son or a daughter in that debt. And while God did all the work, our work is to believe this. And if we believe this, then what we do is that we confess our sins to the Lord Jesus Christ. We admit that there's nothing we can do about it, but that we are guilty, and that God, in fact, did become God, and that he did become a man, and that he paid with his life. And if you believe that, you confess that, and believe that with your mouth, and that God did that, and that he believe that in our heart, then, and that God raised him from the dead, then you are saved, and that it's a state of eternal life now and forever. And if you believe that God did that, then you have eternal life and you are the Son of God. And this is really all we have to do, but you have to believe. So I ask you to confess your sins now, and if you have any problems with that, offer it to God. You can, and be sure and confess whatever you think the sin is that comes to your mind, and know then that God has done that, because he said he's done that. And if you believe that in your heart, confess that with your mouth, and God has raised you from the dead, then you are saved here and now. And basically, it's as simple as that.
All righty. We are out of time. Very good. Peter, thanks for being here with us tonight.
Always a pleasure, Pastor.
And at this time, we always do this. Until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always, you ready?
Yep.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.